This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Donald Trump's recent and revisited comments about law and abortion are stirring up conversations on the topic. The idea that law is simple or that law will simply solve the problem of abortion is being roundly criticized across the spectrum of opinions. March for Life President Jeannie Mancini brought a recent interview repeatedly back to the idea that not one legal mind in Congress supports legal consequences for women with abortion in their past. Arizona has become the first in the nation to prohibit the sale, experimentation, and research on abortion specimens. Governor Doug Ducey also crossed swords with recent White House actions in signing another bill protecting women from serious risks when abortion providers make creative, off-label use of pharmaceuticals to save money. President Obama's FDA has revamped labeling of pharmaceuticals used in chemical abortions. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life. Something has happened to actor Jeremy Irons and his faith. He is now taking heat from pro-abortion activists for affirming the Christian position that abortion is sin. Irons says simply, abortion harms women. And a medical researcher seems to be taking cues from ghoulish horror novels. A Dutch researcher is advocating taking organs from assisted suicide victims as they prepare to die. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.